what role do women play in relationship to men? Well, first, they make them self-conscious. Let's not ever forget about that. Because I would say the primary role that women have in relationship to men is to make them self-conscious. And men don't precisely like that. There's nothing that will make a man more self-conscious than being rejected. And why? Because why is he rejected? Well, obviously, Mother Nature, in the guise of that particular woman, has said, you're not so bad for a friend, but there's no reason that your genetic material should propagate itself into the future. Right, well, and it's not like men are exactly happy about being made self-conscious by women, right? It's a major source of continual tension between men and women, and it's no wonder, but it's also the case, and this is something really cool and interesting to know, you know, we diverged. We diverged from the common ancestor between us and chimpanzees about 6 million years ago. Here's why, at least in part. Chimpanzee females are non-discriminant maters. They'll mate with any male. When they go into heat, which human females don't, when they go into heat, then any male is allowed access. Now the dominant males chase the subordinate males away. And so the dominant males are more likely to leave offspring, but it's not because of the female choice. It's not the case with human beings. Human females engage in hypergamy, and hypergamy is and this is also true cross-culturally, and it's also quite, it's just as extensive in Scandinavia. Not quite, there's a bit of attenuation, but not much. Women mate across and up dominance hierarchies. Men mate across and down. Okay, and that has to be the case, because obviously it has to work that way. If one goes up, the other has to go down. The socioeconomic status of a woman is almost determines almost zero of her attractiveness towards a man, whereas the socioeconomic status of a man is a major determinant of his attractiveness towards a woman. And it isn't his wealth either, because that's been tested. It's his capacity to generate and be productive and to share, because that beats the hell out of wealth. Wealth can disappear, right? But the capacity to be productive and share, that's a much more important element. And why not be chosen on the basis of that, especially because women have to have infants, and infants make the woman dependent, and the woman is just looking logically, rationally, and from an evolutionary perspective for someone who's useful enough to lend a hand. So women make intense demands on men, and it's no wonder. But the thing is that because women engaged in hypergamy, at least in part, we diverged quite rapidly from chimpanzees, because the selection pressure that women placed on men developed the entire species. Now, there's two things that happened, as far as I could tell. The men competed for competence, let's say. So the male hierarchy is a mechanism that pushes the best man to the top, virtually by definition. And then that's the effect of that is multiplied by the fact that women who are hypergamous peel from the top, and so that the males who are the most competent are much more likely to leave offspring, and that seemed to be what drove our cortical expansion, for example, which happened very, very rapidly over the course of evolutionary time.